It's that time on a Monday when we want to find out what to watch on the box with our one and only Oracle, Irina. How are you this morning, my love?
I am very well and excited about talking to these shows that I've got.
Well, today the theme is Turn Back Time TV, which we all love to do. What have we got for us? Morning Wars. I've heard really good things about Morning Wars.
Yeah, much anticipated Morning Wars. It was the breakout show for Apple TV when it hit streaming. Very expensive, amazing cast, Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, Steve Carell, on and on. Like, everybody's a massive star, even a Duplass Brothers in there. Now, season one was brilliant, and it dealt with Me Too in the television industry.
Yep.
And season two, which has only had, at this point, a few eps out, and they're sort of dropping it week by week, they've decided to hit COVID. So Morning Wars is about a morning television show, like a Today or a Sunrise or something like that. Yeah. So season one was absolutely delicious, soapy, high-quality drama with brilliant actors. Season two, however, decided to go with what would a morning show do during COVID, hence the turn back time, right? And so for us now in COVID 2 years later, watching a TV show pretend to be a TV show covering the very start of the pandemic when New York was shutting down, it's not as enjoyable. Look, still fabulous. The actors are still amazing. Like, they really lean into it. But you kind of watch it and go, what is the point of it? It's not a documentary. It's putting a fake show in a real situation that we all really lived through and are still living through. So it even hasn't got that nostalgia component.
Is it tough, though, after you've had a show that's had a fantastic first season, the second season, by comparison, is never going to quite be as good?
And it happens with these shows. Sometimes the second season is better and the third falls over.
Yeah.
But given the amount of money they've spent on it, and it's all on screen, and I prefer shows, something like Younger, that's shot in New York as well, but also in a real industry, is they take it into a slightly parallel universe. So you're in the same universe that we're in, but something like COVID didn't happen. Now, Billions, which I haven't talked about, has brought it in a great way. Mythic Quest brought in COVID in a fantastic way.
Oh, yeah.
So it's there, but it's used for, like, to push the plot along or as a comic device or as a way to bring actors in on screen without having to pay for them to fly in, that kind of thing. But with Morning Wars, they've made it, they had this fantastic Me Too, women versus men, gender, people of colour in TV and what's done with them. They had a fantastic point of view that they could have just kept going with, and that would have been very, very good television, and they could have skewered television at the same time as being above it. It would have been fantastic. But sort of showing us something we're still living through and it's still very painful, I'm not sure how it's working out.
All right, well, that's Morning Wars. You'll find season two on Apple TV. You got about a minute to tell us about the second one. What's Kid 90?
So Solil Moon Frye, who we all know as Punky Brewster, grew up with a video camera and a mobile phone at a time before social media, pretty much before the internet, where the people who were her friends were like David Arquette, Brian Austin Green, Stephen Dorff, Leonardo DiCaprio, Mark Wahlberg. All of these people are like teenagers growing up with her. So she videotaped herself.
It's like her and Val were in the same house together. That's exactly what he did.
Exactly. So it's like Val Kilmer, although Val Kilmer's movie was a lot about himself.
Yeah.
This is really about her processing, you know, whereas she was going out and talking about say no to drugs, you know, say no to extramarital sex. Inside her life, before social media, before the internet, before all these things, her and her friends were doing heroin, were drinking, underage drinking at 13, were smoking constantly, and obviously doing all the things she said not to do. Now, I will say it is fascinating to watch if you grew up in the era, but you do feel that she's pulled her punches, and there was a lot of fantastic, very powerful personal stuff that I would have preferred to see. That would have been a much better lesson for us and for children of that time.
So that's Kid 90. Where do we find that one?
I think it's on Prime, but I think you can get it at Prime for sure. It's for free, and then you can probably get it on a couple of other streaming services.
All right, you can definitely get Irina next week when the Oracle joins us to talk more television on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Thanks, my love.
always for free here.